Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matthew Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we're deep in the fall now. It's starting to get cold out, and it is time that we start seeing deer moving around a lot more. And I understand this is something that people, especially behind the wheel, need to be aware of. What do folks need to know?
Well, the Pennsylvania Game Commission is reminding motorists to slow down and stay alert for deer on the roadways. Deer become much more active in the autumn with the lead up to their fall breeding season, commonly referred to as the rut. Autumn also sees a number of people taking part in outdoor activities that might flush deer from forested areas or thickets, and deer are more actively feeding to store energy for the winter months. Add to this the end of daylight savings time, which results in more traffic between dawn and dusk, and the chances of vehicle accidents with deer increase significantly. In fact, Pennsylvania ranks third nationally in the State Farm Insurance Company's annual report on the likelihood drivers will collide with a deer or a large animal. According to the report, Pennsylvania drivers have a 1 in 63 chance of experiencing a collision with a deer or other large animal, a 6.3% increase from 2016. Remember, you can reduce your chances of collision with deer by staying alert and better understanding deer behavior. Be especially alert in deer crossing areas, and remember, deer tend to travel in family groups, so if you see one deer, it's more than likely that others are coming. If you need to report a dead deer for removal from state roads, please call the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation at 1-800-FIX-ROAD.
Also, we're coming up on a really important national holiday that's actually celebrated in other countries as well that honors veterans. What's going on here?
Well, millions of people around the country will honor our nation's veterans next weekend with ceremonies to commemorate Veterans Day on Saturday, November 11th. For more than 240 years, men and women in uniform have been called to serve our country by protecting our freedom and defending our democracy. Throughout Veterans Day weekend, please take time to remember and thank the thousands of men and women who have served our country in the U.S. Armed Forces and who continue to make a positive difference in our communities. Veterans Day was originally known as Armistice Day and marked the one-year anniversary of the end of World War I on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, and sought to honor the veterans of that conflict. Armistice Day was declared a national holiday in 1938 to acknowledge world peace, and then renamed Veterans Day in 1954 to celebrate the contributions of veterans from all wars.
And there's a really important seasonal change coming up that everyone needs to remember, especially when it comes to when you get up in the morning. What do folks need to know?
Daylight savings time is going to end at 2 a.m. on Sunday, November 5th, and Pennsylvania residents will be turning their clocks back 1 hour before going to bed on Saturday night. Experts recommend using this reminder to check or change the batteries in your smoke detector and carbon monoxide alarms. Smoke detectors and carbon monoxide alarms should be replaced every 10 years and located near bedrooms and on different levels of residences.
Also, I know you offer a lot of services in your district offices, and if constituents need to get a hold of you, or what are some of the ways that they can contact your office and find out about services?
Well, as always, if you'd like to reach my office, you're welcome to contact us at 724-438-6100 or visit repdowling.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matthew Dowling.